Good morning. Today will be a shorter shiur because of Rosh Chodesh. And we learned in the Gemara previously, we, as I mentioned, pretty much finished the subject of Chiyas HaMeisim, and the Gemara segued into the Nevuah of the, known in English as the dry bones, the Atzamot HaYeveshot in Yechezkel, and before we, which, needless to say, is related to Tchias HaMeisim, but it's Tchias HaMeisim that already happened, or or maybe already happened, as we'll see. And before we read the Gemara, I wanted to read the actual Sukkim. So it's the Haftorah for the Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach, and in the Chumash can be found on page 1224. This is in Yechezkel, Perek Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Aleph. Hayta ala yad Hashem, the hand of Hashem was upon me, vayotzi'eni, and he took me out. We will come back after we do the Gemara to where he took him out from. Beruach Hashem, the spirit of Hashem, vayanicheni b'toch habika, and set me down, or some Mefarshim explain, brought me to rest in the valley. We'll see which valley. Vehi mele'a atzamot, and it was full of bones, and we'll see what these bones were. Vevirani alehem saviv saviv, he took me around and around. Rashi says, because Yechezkel was a Kohen, he couldn't go in or through, but only around. And there's a lot of discussion in the other Mefarshim about that Rashi, whether it's A, halachically correct, and B, whether it ever happened at all, or as the Radak says, it was all a vision anyway. Vinei rabot ma'od al pnei habika, they were very many on the face of the valley. Vinei yeveshot ma'od, they were very dry. Vayomer elai ben adam hatichyena hatzmot ha'ele, va'omar Hashem Elokim ata ayadata. And he said to me, son of man, Yechezkel is consistently referred to by Hashem as Ben Adam, son of Adam. Can these bones live? And I said, Hashem Elohim, you know. Most of Farshim praise Yechezkel for his humble response. Why are you asking me? You know what you can do. You can do anything. So I assume you can do it. There's a medrash that criticizes Yechezkel and says this was not an appropriate response. He should have said, of course. And that because of this, he was punished by being buried in Chutz Laaretz. Or Shlomo Kluger, in his drushos for Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach, has a long discussion of how that was Mida Keneged Mida, what was wrong with his response, how it was Mida Keneged Mida, and we'll see whether time permits to go into that. Vayomer Eli, he said to me, Pasuk Dalet, Hinave al Hatzamot Ha'ele, prophesy over these bones. Vamarta Alehem, and say to them, Hatzamot Ha'yveshot Shimu Dvar Hashem, dry bones, listen to the word of Hashem. Komar Hashem Elokim Latzamot Ha'ele, so said Hashem Elokim to these bones. Hine ani mevi bachem ruach v'chitem, I will bring spirit into you, and you will live. V'natati Alehem Gidim, Ha'leti, Alechem basar v'karamti alechem or, and I will bring upon you sinews, which some farshim understand as veins and nerves and any other parts of the body that carry things, or whether tangible or intangible things through the body. The various networks of the body. V'haleiti alechem basar, and I will bring flesh upon you. V'karamti alechem or, and I will cover you with skin. V'natzati v'achem ruach, and I will give you spirit. V'chitem, and you will live. Yidatem keni Hashem, and you will know that I am Hashem. It says twice, I will bring ruach upon you, and you will live. So one possible interpretation is that the first pasuk is sort of a summary of foreshadowing what's going to happen. There is one commentary I saw who says that Hashem gave them life when they were still bones, so that they could witness Tchiyas HaMeisim. And we'll see one opinion in the Gemara of who these were people who denied Tchiyas HaMeisim. And even if not according to that opinion, there might be a benefit for them to witness their own Tchiyas HaMeisim, as we'll discuss when we do the Gemara. Pasuk Zayin, V'ni Beiti Kasher Tzuveti, I prophesied as I was commanded. Vahi Kol Ki Navi, there was a noise, a sound, as I prophesied, Vine Rash, and noise, Vatikruvu Atzamot Etzem Alatzmo, the sounds of the bones coming together. These were just bones of many, many people strewn all over, and then they started to look for their appropriate neighbors in their bodies, and as you could imagine, it made a lot of noise. Ra'iti, maybe you can't imagine, I'm not sure. Ra'iti, and I saw v'nei alehem gidim v'asar ala v'ikram alehem or milmala v'rochim v'hem. And I saw that the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and then the skin came upon them, but there was still no spirit in them. V'yomer Eli, and he said to me, hinavei al haruach, prophesy to the spirit, hinavei ben adam, prophesy ben adam, referring to Yechezkel, v'amarta el haruach, and say to the spirit, ko amar Hashem Elokim, me'arba ruchot bo'i haruach, from the four corners, the spirit should come. Rashi says it means from wherever their neshamos went, they should come back. U'fechi b'harugim ha'ele v'chiu, and be blown into those who were killed, and they will live. Pchi is the same word as in Bereshis when Hashem created Adam, Vayipach Be'apav Nishmat Chayim. He blew into him a spirit of life. The pasuk refers to them as harugim, those who were killed. You will see in the Gemara there are different opinions about who they were. So the Mefarshim point out that first the Radak says that the word, we usually associate the word hariga with murder or a violent death. A violent death. The Radak says that's not necessarily so. It could refer to anyone who was killed, who died, or rather, could refer to anyone who died, even if it wasn't a violent death. And a commentary called the Mincha Gedola says that it refers to anyone who died in Galus, because anyone who dies in Galus dies, a contributing factor is the stress of being in Galus, which fits in with the Rambam's view of Tchiyas HaMeisim, of Yemos HaMashiach. Rambam says the only difference between Yemos HaMashiach and today is that there will be no stress or no stress caused by Goyim, and therefore people will live long lives. So that's consistent with the Rambam's understanding. So I point that out because we'll see different opinions in the Gemara who these people were and how they died, why they died. Pasuk Yud. V'hina beti, kasher tzivani, and I prophesied as I had been commanded. V'atavo v'hem v'ruach v'yichyu, and a spirit came into them and they lived. V'yamdu al raglehem, and they stood up on their feet. Chayel gadol ma'od ma'od, a very, very vast multitude. V'yomer, now, says they stood up on their feet and doesn't ever tell us anything else that happened. Okay. And that will be the subject of the Gemara that we will read. Vayomer Eli, and Hashem said to me, Ben Adam, Hatzamot Ha'ela Kol Beit Yisrael Hema, these bones are all the house of Israel, all the Jewish people. Hinei Omrim, they say, Yavshu Atzmotenu, Ve'avdati Kvatenu, Nigzarnu Lanu. Our bones have dried up, our hope is lost, nigzarnu lanu, we are doomed, the R scroll translates. Okay. Now, simply reading the psukim, a Hashem seems to be saying to Yechezkel, putting aside the question of, did this happen? Was it a vision? Was it a vision and it also happened? Exactly. You could interpret that any way you want, and we'll see Gemara discuss that. But now Hashem seems to be telling Yechezkel, all of this is a metaphor for the entire Jewish people who have given up hope in Golus. They've said, our bones have dried out, we have lost hope, we are doomed. There's a commentator, Rav Moshe David Vali, was a contemporary of the Ramchal in Italy, a very, very prolific writer. A lot of it is Kabbalistic, some of it isn't. And he comments on this pasuk, Avdat tikvatenu, our hope is lost. Why is hope? The word tikva has another meaning. In Sefer Yoshua, when the Meraglim go to Rachav and they tell her, tie the rope as the rope that they use to escape as a sign, it's called tikvat hashani. Shani is a material, and the rope is called a tikva, because what gives us hope is what is our connection to Hashem. So avda tikvatenu, our connection to Hashem is lost. We have no hope. And then they go on and they say, nigzarnu lanu. However, it is a gzera because of us. It's our own fault because of our sins.
So Hashem is saying what the bones do say, what they would say, what they say when they're
Let's wait till we get to the Gemara.
Okay.
That's a good question. Fine. Pasuk Yud Bet, Lachen Hinaveh V'Amarta Alehem Komar Hashem Elokim. Therefore, prophesy and say to them, so said Hashem Elokim, Hinei Ani Poteach Et Kivrotechem, I will open your graves, V'Haleiti Etchem Kivrotechem, and I will take you up from your graves, Ami, my people, my nation, V'Haveiti Etchem Elad Ma Yisrael, and I will bring you to Eretz Yisrael. Getting back to your question, Yitzi, it sounds like their graves will open, they will come up from their graves, and then they will come to Eretz Yisrael. So on this pasuk, Mefarshim discuss the subject that you brought up about how will Tchiyas HaMeisim and Chutz La'aretz work. Said we're not going to go into it right now. V'yedatem ki ani Hashem, and you will know that I am. Actually, going back for a second, this pasuk also implies that Tchiyas HaMeisim is before Mashiach, or at least before Kibbutz Galios, before the ingathering of the exiles, which supports the opinion of the Rambam. And I exaggerated last week when I said the Rambam was the only one who holds that way. There are others who hold that way. Abba Menel holds that way. I think Rav Sadia Gaon holds that way. But in terms of whether Tchiyas HaMeisim will be at the beginning of the days of Mashiach or at the end of the days of Mashiach, this pasuk seems to say that Tchiyas HaMeisim is before the ingathering of the exiles. V'yedatem ki ani Hashem, you will know that I am Hashem, when I open your graves, and when I take you up from your graves, my nation, and I will place my spirit in you, and you will live, and I will place you on your land, or I will give you rest on your land, some translate, and you will know that I am Hashem, I've spoken, and I have fulfilled, I've done, the words of Hashem. Such are the words of Hashem. So those are the psukim that the Gemara will be based on. Now, let us turn to the Ein Yaakov. We're going to come back after we read the Gemara, not today, we're not going to have time, and look back at the psukim and see how the psukim support the different opinions in the Gemara. But we are on page Samach Dalet, really sort of the middle of a sentence. The Gemara had said that tzaddikim or according to other Gersaos, Mesim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring back to life will not return to their dust. And the Gemara asked, as understood by Rashi, why don't we learn from the Mesim that Yechezkel revived, that they did die again, so too everyone else will die. And the Gemara answered that the previous Gemara that said that Mesim will not die again, will not return to their dust, holds like the Mandamer who says that the story we just read is a mashal. So now the Gemara says, Ditanya, as we learned in Abraisa, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Meitim shechaya Yechezkel amdua reglehem v'amru shirav ha-meitu. The Mesim that Yechezkel revived stood up on their feet. Pasuk said that. V'amdua reglehem. They stood up on their feet, and it doesn't say what happened afterwards. So Rabbi Eliezer says, they stood up on their feet, they sang Shira, and they died. Uma Shira Amru, what Shira did they say? Hashem Mimit B'Tzedek, Hashem puts to death injustice, Umechaye V'Rachamim, and he brings back to life with mercy. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Shira Zo Amru, Rabbi Yeshua says that they said this Shira, the pasuk in Shiras Chana in Shmuel Aleph, Hashem v'mitu mechayem orid shol v'yal. Hashem puts to death and brings back to life, takes down to the grave and brings back up. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, emet mashal haya. Rabbi Yehuda says, truth, it was a mashal. Amar lo Rabbi Nechemya. Rabbi Nechemya said, im emet lama mashal, vi mashal lama emet. What do you mean, truth, it was a mashal? If it's truth, it's not a mashal. If it's a mashal, it's not truth. Ella be'emet mashal haya. Rather, say, in truth, it was a mashal. We will have to come back and see what that discussion was about. Rabbi Eliezer benosh Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer. Rabbi Eliezer, the son of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, says, Meitim shechaya Yechezkel alu le'eretz Yisrael v'nasu nashim v'olidu banim u'banot. Rabbi Eliezer, the son of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, says, the Mesim that Yechezkel revived went up to Eretz Yisrael and got married, and had sons and daughters. Amad Rav Huda ben Mitera Raglav Amar, Rav Huda ben Mitera, one of the Tanaim, got up and said, Ani mibnei bneihem, I am a descendant of them. V'halalu tfilim sheniach li avi ava mehen. And these are, they're two different kirsos. With the word li, it means, these are the tefillin that my grandfather, who was from them, put on me. And without the li, it means, these are the tefillin that my grandfather, who was from them, wore. Not that he was wearing the same tefillin, but he had the tefillin.
How does that statement fit in with the opinion that it was a mashal, or that they died right away?
It would seem it doesn't. I want to read to the end, and then we're going to come back tomorrow. Who were the Mesim that Yechezkel brought back to life? Amarav, Ela b'nei Ephraim shemanula keitz v'ta'u. These were the children of Ephraim who tried to calculate when the exodus from Yitzrayim would be, and they miscalculated. They counted 400 years from the Brisbane of Besarim, rather than starting 30 years later when Yitzchak was born. So they tried to leave Mitzrayim 30 years early, and they were mistaken. Shenemar v'nei Ephraim shutalach uvered b'no v'tachat b'no v'el adab b'no v'tachat b'no v'zeved b'no v'shutalach b'no v'ezer v'el ad v'arugum anshei gatan l'adim v'aretz. Pasuk Divrei Hayamim lists the descendants of Ephraim and says that they were killed by the Plishtim. And says that their father Ephraim mourned for many days, and his brothers came to console him. So they left Mitzrayim 30 years early. They got out of Mitzrayim apparently, but they were killed by the Plishtim, and that is one explanation for why at the beginning of next week's parsha, B'shalach, it says, "V'nacham elokim derech eretz plishtim, peni nachem ha'am v'hortam echamah v'shav mitzrayim." Hashem did not take them the short way, Eretz Yisrael, through the land of Plishtim, lest they see war and return to Mitzrayim. And one of the explanations given is that they would see the remains of their fellow Jews who were killed by the Plishtim, and they would become disheartened, and they would turn around and flee back to Mitzrayim. Shmuel Amar, and Shmuel says, Eileu b'nei Adam shekafru b'tchat mitim. These are people who denied Tchias HaMesim, Shenemar, as it says, in the pasuk that we read, Vayomer Eli ben Adam ha'atzmata eila kol Beis Yisrael heima hinei omrim yavshu atzmatenu avdati kvatenu gzaren lanu. It says that these are bones of the Jewish people who say, our bones have dried up, our hope is lost, we are doomed. So you see that they denied the possibility of Tchias HaMesim. Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba Amar, Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba says, Eilu b'nei Adam she'ein b'hem lachluchit shal mitzvah. These are people who had not even a drop of mitzvah in them. Not even lachluchit literally means a drop of moisture. They were dry bones. Shenemar ha'tzamati v'shot shemud of Hashem. Dry bones, hear the words of Hashem. These were people who had no merit at all. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, Napacha Amar, Rabbi Yitzchak, the blacksmith said, "Eilu b'nei Adam shechipu teichal kulo shkatzim rumasim." These are people who coated the walls of the Beis Hamikdash with insects and rodents. Shenemar va'avo var'ev inei kol tavnit remes ve'ma sheketz chogi lebeit sam chukei al akir saviv saviv. As it says earlier in Yechezkel, I saw the entire structure covered with animals and all kinds of idolatry engraved on the walls all around. Uchtiv hatam, and it says here, Hevirani Elihim Saviv Saviv. He took me around. So Zer Shava. Here it says Saviv Saviv, and there it says Saviv Saviv. So apparently there's a connection between them. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says, Elo meitim shebivik ad dura. These were those who died in the valley of Dura, as the Gemara will explain. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, minhar eshel ad rabati bikat dura. From the Eshel River until a place called Rabati is the valley of Dura. When Nebuchadnezzar exiled the Jewish people, there were young men who were so handsome that the sun paled in comparison to them. And the Babylonian women saw them and became zavos, out of their desire for these young men. Armul v'alehen, they told their husbands, v'alehen l'melech, and their husbands told the king, v'tziva melech v'argum, and the king commanded that they be killed. V'adayin hayu shofot zavot, it didn't help, because the women still saw how handsome these men were. Tziva melech v'masum, so the king commanded that they be crushed. That is the Gemara will then connect the dry bones to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah in the Kivshan Aish, in the furnace, which will take us into the next subject. But we will stop there. And tomorrow, Mr. Shem, we will come back and go into it in some more depth. Have a good day.